everyone, welcome to our show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
Hello. All right, so Laura, I want to ask you, are you a dog or cat lover?
I think I'm a cat lover because I love dogs, but I don't think they're that easy to take care of. What about you?
Actually, I really like both, but I prefer cats a little bit more.
Ooh, yes. Okay. 所以呢，同学们，如果呢，你要说，哎，你是比较喜欢狗啊，或是猫的人的话，你可以说 I'm a dog lover。如果你是爱狗的人，或是 I'm a cat lover。如果你是爱猫的人哦。So Tiffany, do you own any pet?
Actually, we kind of adopted like a stray cat. It used to come to our house all the time. We gave it food, and in the end, it just stayed, and now it's my pet.
好可爱哦！所以本来是流浪猫，对不对？ Mm-hmm. 可是因为常常啊，就是 Tiffany 很棒啊，都会喂它，所以后来就变成它的宠物呢。Well, I don't own any pets because my mom won't let me. Well, anyway, today we're talking about something very cute as well, and I believe it's something we both love. So let's check it out.
Meet little Bub.
Sometimes being different is better. It's true. Just ask Lil Bub. She's one of the most famous cats on the planet. Lil Bub is not like other cats. She was born a runt. She will not grow bigger. She will stay kitten size. Also, Lil Bub will always have kitten-like features. She has short legs and a long body. Her tongue hangs out because her teeth never grew in.Lil Bub needs special care, so it was hard for her to find a home. Then Mike Bradavsky met her. It was love at first sight. He invited Lil Bub into his home.
Word power!
Planet.Planet. We live on the planet Earth. We live on the planet Earth. Born. Born. Sarah's grandfather was born in 1949. Sarah's grandfather was born in 1949. Hang.Hang, hang, hung, hung. Carrie always hangs her coat on the back of her chair. Carrie always hangs her coat on the back of her chair. Meet, 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 met, met. I met Karen for the first timeLast Christmas. I met Karen for the first time last Christmas.
All right, so let's take a look at our article. It says, sometimes being different is better. And it's true. Just ask Lil Bub.
Okay, so 一开始呢我们就提到哎，有时候跟别人不一样比较好哦。It's true, 这是真的哦。问问看这个 Little Bob 就知道哦。
Okay. Who's Little Bob?
I know.
Alright, so let's figure out who Little Bob is. Now the article says, she's one of the most famous cats.On the planet. Ah, I see. So she is one of those famous pets that we see, like Grumpy Cat. And now we have a little Bub.
Oh, okay. 如果你喜欢爱猫，你是个爱猫者的话，你应该会知道他是谁哦。因为像之前也非常红的这个 Grumpy Cat, 就是臭脸猫，我也超爱的，超可爱的。Okay. 所以呢，刚刚我们提到的 Little Bob 是谁呢？他是这个星球上最红的猫咪之一哦。哎，注意哦，这里讲的什么什么之一。So one of the most, 后面接的名词一定要是 plural, 复数型。所以注意刚刚我们是不是提到 one of the most famous cats. 这个 cats 是复数型哦。像是我也可以说啦 ，Tiffany is one of my best friends。有没有注意 best friend 后面要加 s，OK？、Okay? 表示我非常多的好友啦，像是 Selena、Aga 都是 my best friends。
Your click 。Yeah. All right, so we also saw our word pair word planet, P-L-A-N-E-T, and a planet is a noun. It means it's a very, very large object in space, and it goes around the sun or another star. So it's so big, we cannot even imagine it right now.
Okay, 我们来看一下 planet 这个字哦，刚刚有出现在我们的课文当中，这是星球的意思。而刚刚的课文当中有提到 on the planet, 其实我们也可以用 in the world 来代换，就是世界上最什么什么。所以刚刚的句子我们可以这么说， She's one of the most famous cats in the world 也是 OK 的。像是如果我觉得我妈妈煮饭超好吃，她是全宇宙全世界全星球最棒的这个厨师呢，我就可以说 Mom is the best cook on the planet or Mom is the best cook in the world.
That's right. So we see little bub is the cutest thing on this planet. Alright, so when we talk about planets, example, we live on Earth. Now Earth is a planet, and we know that Earth is huge.
Right.
Okay, so there are even bigger planets like the Earth, Jupiter and Saturn.
Oh, 没错，像是我们居住的地球 Earth 就是一个星球 planet， 像是 Moon 月球也是哦。而刚刚 Tiffany 老师提到的比地球更大的星球，当然还有 Jupiter 就是木星，还有 Saturn 就是土星哦。
Right. So, for example, we can say we live on the planet Earth. We live on the planet Earth.
没错，我们住在的星球是什么呢？当然就是 Earth 地球啦。
Right. So, next in the article it says, Little Bub is not like other cats. She was born a runt. Oh, okay, so we see that she's a really special cat who needs to have a lot of care and love because she was born a runt. Now, a runt is usually the smallest in the litter.
OK， 好，我们看一下课文提到，原来 Little Bob 跟其他别的猫咪不一样哦，因为啊，它出生的时候就特别的小只矮小哦。其中我们提到的 runt 啊，这个名词就是矮小的动物，所以呢，可想而知，它真的非常需要被袖手跟照顾哦。
Now she was born a runt. Born here.B-O-R-N is a verb and it means to come out of a mother's body. For example, all living things like animals and humans all come from our mother's bodies. So we are born from our moms.
Oh, love you, mom. Okay, born, 我们来看一下这个动词哦，其实就是生孩子的意思哦。另外呢，如果你要表示某一个人生下来，哇，就是天生很怎么样怎么样，我们可以用 be born 后面接一个形容词，像是呢 I bet Tiffany was born beautiful. 我觉得 Tiffany 天生就是个美人胚子，一出生就美到现在了。
I'm sure you were born beautiful as well. Of course.
Okay.
All right. So next, we can take a look at our example sentence. It says, Sarah's grandfather was born in 1949.Sarah's grandfather was born in 1949.
没错，当我们说某人是出生于什么年的话，我们也可以用我们的例句的 sentence pattern， 就是像是 Sarah 的祖父他出生于1949年。那注意哦，介系词 born in 什么什么年，但是如果是在什么日期出生的，可以用 born on，然后记得介系词是 on， 然后再接日期哦。For example, I was born on June the 3rd.
And I was born on April the 14th.
Nice.
So don't forget these two dates. We're waiting for our birthday cards.
Okay.
All right, so next in the article it says, she will not grow bigger. She will stay a kitten size. Now when we use kitten, it just means a baby cat. For example, a dog and a puppy. Puppy, it means a baby dog.It's the same thing with cats. We say cats and kittens.
那 Little Bob 刚有提到，因为他的状况特别的特殊，所以他其实不会长大哦，他会停留在这个幼猫的尺寸。其实我们提到的 kitten 其实就是幼猫、小猫的意思哦，就是等于是猫咪的 baby 的那种 size 啦。就像刚刚千鹏老师提到，像是 dog 狗的小只小狗就是 puppy， 或者是呢，像是那个丑小鸭有没有？ The ugly duckling， duckling 其实就是小鸭，它就是 duck 的小 baby 的 the version, okay,、mm-hmm. 的版本。
Right, so、for a lot of animals, we don't just say baby pig or baby duck. There's actually other words that we can、right. use as well. Alright, so let's continue reading our article. It says, also, little bub will always have kitten-like features. She has short legs and a long body.Now, when we talk about features, it means parts of the body or face. So, little bub will always look like a kitten. So, she will look super mini and, of course, super cute.
Super cute. Okay. 好啦，那接着课我们有提到 little bub, 它会一直保有这个幼猫的特质。其中提到的就是 kitten-like features.Feature 这个字就有特征的意思，所以它有什么样的 features 呢？它有短短的腿啊，跟长长的身体，
哇、
oh, ，that sounds so cute， 感觉它永远是可爱的小 baby 呢。
That's right. All right. So next, the article says her tongue hangs out because her teeth never grow in. So remember, we said that she has these、kitten-like features.、Mm-hmm. So she's.Going to remain a baby, kind of. So that means she still has baby teeth, and this causes her tongue to hang out. Now, when something hangs out, or when something hangs, H-A-N-G, it means to let something suspend from above. So the bottom part is dangling or swinging free. So it's easier if you think about this. When you hang your jacket on the wall, you could think about your jacket, the bottom part of the jacket swinging around. So that's what hang means.
OK, 所以接着我们来看一下、哦、它的舌头还会挂在嘴巴外面哦，因为它没有长牙齿、嗯、就像 baby 一样、哦、那我们来看一下 hang 这个动词就是吊啦或是挂的意思，像你可以怎么样 hang a painting 可以挂一幅画、right? 对不对，注意它的动词三态的变化是 hang, hung, H-U-N-G, hung。
Aw, so cute. So you can imagine、her tongue hanging out. So you、mm-hmm. can think about this.、for example, when dogs run really fast、
yeah.
or when they're really happy, their tongues are always hanging out.
yeah. 嗯，好可爱哦。那我们刚刚有提到它的怎么样 ？Her tongue hangs out. 其中的 tongue 这个字当然就是舌头。OK， 那注意它的 fine tongue. OK， 那另外像是狗狗呢，常常很开心啦，或者是在跑步的时候，有没有发现呢 ？Dogs will let their tongues hang out too.
So we can take a look at our example sentence.、Mm-hmm. Carrie always hangs her coat on the back of her chair. So Carrie always hangs her coat on the back of her chair.
Carrie, 她总是会把她的外套挂在她的椅子的后面哦。
Right, so let's continue on in the article. It says, little bub needs special care. So it was hard for her to find a home because not a lot of people actually、mm-hmm. want to spend the time to do extra things.、
Right.
So it must be really, really hard to care for someone like that or、mm-hmm. something like that.
So little bub, 他需要特殊的照顾，所以他很难找到一个家。
Right, so in the article it says, then Mike Brodowski met her. So when you meet someone, it means to talk or see someone for the first time.
嗯，太棒了，所以他找到他的主人哦。那这里我们看到 meet 这个字就是遇见的意思。像是我们如果第一次看到彼此的时候，我们就会说 nice to meet you, 就是初次见面，很开心认识你哦。Okay, so let's check out our word power sentence.
Right, so we can say, I met Karen for the first time last Christmas. I met Karen for the first time last Christmas.
我去年圣诞节第一次遇到 Karen.
Alright, so when Mike saw her, it was love、Aww. At first sight. He invited little bub into his house. So、mm-hmm. love at the first minute, or love at first sight just means the first minute you saw them, you just fell in love. Has that ever happened to you?
Yes.可是后来我发现那个男的其实没有我想象中的好、
oh,
OK, love at first sight 就是一见钟情、oh, OK, so OK, 我们接着我们要看到就是他其实有邀请 little bub 就是 Mike 刚我们提到成为家人、oh. OK, so that's it for today's article. Let's now go to our wrap up. Tiffany, I'm wondering, have you ever fell in love at first sight?
I fell in love with the cityLike, for example,、
okay.
I fell in love with Paris at first.
Oh.
Because everything was really beautiful, oh. and you're like, oh, it's so romantic. And then reality hits you, and you realize it's kind of smelly and old.
Yeah, it's just like that guy I met. He looked very pretty, but his personality wasn't okay.
No, well, that's not good.
Anyway, this is the end of today's article, but we'll be back tomorrow, so stay tuned. Bye.
Bye.
幻小智慧。
I find exercising after work helps me deal with stress.
I find exercising after work helps me deal with stress.
Hello everyone, this is Celine. 不管你是上班族还是学生，上班或是上课一天后，难免会觉得很疲惫吧？压力很大，做一天很累，肩膀很紧，屁股很平。这时候你会怎么做呢？你会赶快奔回去看电视发呆，还是运动健身？相信很多人都会面临这样的抉择。如果你有这样选择困难的时候呢，上网 Google 一下，你就会发现其实有很多专家说运动其实可以帮你纾解压力，让你反而不那么累呢。我觉得这是真的哦。I find exercising after work helps me deal with stress. I find exercising after work helps me deal with stress. 我发觉在下班后运动一番能帮助纾解压力。这句话里的 find 是发觉的意思， deal with something 是处理， stress 呢就是压力， deal with stress 就是解决或者是纾解压力的意思。不过我相信很多人也会用不一样的方式来纾压，所以我们可以把 exercising after work 换成其他的名词或者是动名词。例如我发现去 KTV 唱歌能帮我纾压， I find singing in the KTV helps me deal with stress。 或者是呢，我发现泡泡浴能帮我纾压， I find having a nice bubble bath helps me deal with stress。 最后我们再来复习一遍今天的句子。I find exercising after work helps me deal with stress. 很好哦，大家也可以试试看用运动的方式纾压。小智，我们下次见哦，拜拜。
I find exercising after work helps me deal with stress.
I find exercising after work helps me deal with stress.
Kit Kat.
拉拉，你看 ，they like talking to them.
Do you mean they like talking to themselves?
他们喜欢自言自语吗？
表情，你看，
脏哦。
There's garbage everywhere. I wonder who threw it here.
真是没有公德心。
就是嘛 ，they are so selfish and they only think about them.
Them.
Who's them? 就是那些自私的人啊，他们就只为了自己的感受，都没有想到别人。哎、那边有垃圾桶，我拿去丢。
好，谢谢。
Them.
所以刚刚表姐的意思是说，那些很自私丢垃圾的人，他们只想到他们自己，可是他却说 they only think about them.其实当做出动作的人和接受动作的人是一样的时候哦，我们受词就不能用代名词 them， 而要用反身代名词 themselves。 So the correct expression should be they only think about themselves。 另外像是有时候我很累，就想对自己好一点，来犒赏自己一下。I would treat myself to something special. For example, going on a vacation or buy lots of nice clothes, bags, and shoes. 另外呢，我们常常会看到 buy 再接反身代名词来表示一个人怎么样。比方像是 I would never watch scary movies by myself. 我绝对不会一个人看恐怖片。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
所以当主词和受词一样的时候，都是表达自己怎么样，像是自言自语啊，或者是煮饭给自己吃啊。受词就要用反身代名词，不能用代名词哦。For example, I like talking to myself, or she bought herself a new bag.
Meet Little Bub.
Sometimes being different is better. It's true.Just ask Lil Bub. She's one of the most famous cats on the planet. Lil Bub is not like other cats. She was born a runt. She will not grow bigger. She will stay kitten size. Also, Lil Bub will always have kitten-like features. She has short legs and a long body. Her tongue hangs out because her teeth never grew in. Lil Bub needs special care, so it was hard for her to find a home.Then Mike Bradavsky met her. It was love at first sight. He invited Lil Bub into his home.
planet. Planet. We live on the planet Earth. We live on the planet Earth. Born. Born. Sarah's grandfather was born in 1949. Sarah's grandfather was born in 1949. Hang. Hang. Hang, hung, hung. Carrie always hangs her coat on the back of her chair. Carrie always hangs her coat on the back of her chair. Meet, meet. Meet, met, met. I met Karen for the first time last Christmas. I met Karen for the first time last Christmas.